Okay, so I just did that teaching on feeble in the fellowship. Any brothers have any thoughts or comments or anything? If you don't, that's fine. You can bring them up later. We're not looking to reinvent the wheel because I just did the teaching, but if anybody has something they want to throw out there, that'd be a blessing.
That was very edifying, brother. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we all learned something from it. I know I did. I've learned from it in the past, having to do this. And any thoughts on it or scripture? You don't have to. You know, if you want to ponder it for a while and bring some back later, that'd be fine.
Just a question. Did you quote Romans 14:1?
No. Read it for us.
Him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. So, just, I guess that thought jumped out at me listening to all of that. I mean, you covered it pretty thoroughly, but just like another thought maybe, that when somebody is feeble-minded, you have to kind of talk to them and reason with them at the level they are. Like, let's say you have a novice who's very weak in the faith. You can't go, I guess it'd be the milk versus the meat of the word.
Yep.
You don't receive them in things that might stumble them. You kind of meet them and give them the milk and what they need.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Yeah, and then like, I will just throw this out there. I know like my time when I was an unregenerated heathen, pagan, in churchianity, I find it always amazing, like the top guy, the modern pastor, the one who every week gets in the power pulpit and speaks, all the resources go towards him for learning. And then I remember thinking about homeless people and low people would come in and sit in the church, and it was like, no resources were spent on those people to raise them up. And it was all spent on the elder, the deacon, the pastor, when they were already way ahead in the faith, even though it was unbiblical. And these lower people got no attention. The word of God just taught us it's the opposite, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're supposed to get around them that are newer, struggling, might be feeble-minded on things, and we're supposed to huddle around them and be protectors of them and lifting them up and building them up. I love that, how it says that the comely need nothing, but the uncomely and they that lack. That's supposed to be where our focus is supposed to be. And in that sense, we're not trying to raise up a whole bunch, we're not trying to raise up a couple of giants in the faith and then a bunch of medium people and then, yeah, we got a bunch of weaklings. We're actually all trying to rise up together, but we're all going to do different gifts. We're all going to do different things, have different gifts, do different things. But when it comes to, if we could all be together for 20 years, learning, studying, teaching, growing, everybody's going to have a different thing they're doing, but we would hope that all of us are like at a strong level in the faith and no one's super weak and feeble-minded, and we do that by helping people that are and trying to raise them up. What you got, brother?
Did you read 1 Corinthians 9:22?
No.
To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
Yeah, that's a great verse. Yeah. Yeah.
Just wasn't sure if you read that one.
No, no, I didn't. Oh, there's a whole bunch of verses I left out. There's a whole bunch in there you could put in there. Yeah, that's where, did that say I become all things? Is that what it says?
To the weak, I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the people in the world that pull that out and go, see, you can, you know, go and have football parties, become all things, all people. And Paul's talking about just what we were talking about to the uncomely or to the weak or to the feeble minded. He reached down to get them. Brother, cool.
So I was looking into that uncomely because I found that kind of interesting. And a verse came to mind for me that was the Lord talking about those who live delicately are in king's houses, are in king's courts. That's Luke 7:25. But what ye went out for to see, a man clothed in soft raiment, behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what's really interesting, I looked at the word delicately. It says, and feeble, especially the mind and body by indulgence.
Yeah.
So they're weak. They're made weak by indulgence. And I wonder if part of supporting the weak is people that come from a life of luxury.
It can be luxury. Guess what? I had a man that wanted help, and he came out of drugs. His brain was like fried.
Yeah.
He was cloudy and his brain was fried and he was trying to understand the things of God. So he was feeble-minded because of drugs. So it could be, clouded by the world, clouded by sin, clouded by all kinds of things. We've dealt with people that have had women that had sexual abuse in their past. And that creates a mindset of fear and untrust and all kinds of things in their mind. They're feeble-minded and they're weak because of that. So there's all different kinds of scenarios. That's a great verse. I love that when he says, that's about John the Baptist, right? He's like, "Who is that about John the Baptist? Is that the
one? Yeah. He was,
who'd you expect to see?
Yep.
John the Baptist was not a guy doing the king's dainties, was he?
No.
I love that. Thank you, brother. Yeah. Anything else on that teaching? Any other thoughts? All right, we're going to leave. Oh, go ahead, Brother Zells.
Oh, no, I was just going to say you covered it pretty well. Nothing else jumps out now.
Yeah, hopefully that helps kind of level the playing field. And in that area, it kind of gives us our charge as new people come in. That's why we were talking about how, like, our bodies kind of reassembling how we gather, when we gather. And if somebody new comes in, they may get different treatment than all the rest of us because they may be newer, they may be weak, they may be feeble. We get around them to help them. So hopefully that'll help us all, or anybody that's struggling, that'll help us. So, all right, brothers, that'll be up in the good thoughts. That'll be up in the gathering area, added with that teaching.